Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Task Mastery. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail? Like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done? Or maybe you start a project with gusto but lose steam halfway through? You know that feeling when you have good intentions, but those intentions seem to fly out the window faster than a rogue frisbee on a windy day? Well, I'm here to tell you, my friends, it's time to level up. It's time to become the masters of our own destinies. And guess what? The key lies in something simple yet profoundly powerful, goal setting. But hold on, I'm not talking about those generic New Year's resolutions that fizzle out faster than a birthday candle. No, no, no. We're diving deep into the art of crafting goals that are laser-focused, inspiring, and actually achievable. Because let's face it, setting a goal to lose weight is about as helpful as trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. It's way too vague. So today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you build self-discipline through goal setting, turning those fuzzy ideas into concrete action plans. Are you ready to transform your dreams into reality? First up, make it SMART. Remember the acronym SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This isn't just some boring business jargon, folks. It's a roadmap to success. Lose weight becomes lose 10 pounds by June 30th through healthy eating and 3 workouts per week. See the difference? Now it's clear, measurable, and actually attainable. Second, chunk it down. Ever felt overwhelmed looking at a giant mountain of work? Yeah, me too. That's why we break those big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like climbing that mountain. You wouldn't try to reach the summit in one leap, right? You take small steps, conquer each peak, and eventually, boom, you're on top of the world. Third, visualize success. This is where your inner superhero comes out to play. Close your eyes and imagine yourself crushing those goals. Feel the sense of accomplishment, see the results, hear the cheers, or maybe just a satisfied sigh. Visualization isn't about wishful thinking, it's about programming your brain for success. Fourth, surround yourself with support. You don't have to do this alone. Share your goals with friends, family, or even an online community. Their encouragement and accountability can be invaluable when motivation wanes. Remember, a good cheerleader is worth their weight in gold, or at least, their weight in cookies. And finally, celebrate the wins. Every small victory deserves recognition. Pat yourself on the back, indulge in that guilty pleasure, within reason, of course, and bask in the glow of your progress. Celebrating milestones keeps you motivated and reminds you how far you've come. Ever feel like you're trying to juggle a dozen flaming bowling pins while riding a unicycle? That's basically what it feels like trying to balance work, social life, personal goals, and everything else life throws our way. I remember this one time I decided to write a novel. Don't judge me, everyone has those phases. I started strong, had chapters pouring out of me like a caffeinated fountain pen. But then life happened. Work deadlines loomed, social commitments piled up, and suddenly that novel was gathering dust faster than a forgotten Christmas ornament. Sound familiar? That's when I realized, goal setting isn't just about saying, I want to write a book. It's about breaking it down into manageable steps. So instead of aiming for, write a novel, my new goal became, write 500 words every day. Suddenly, it didn't feel so daunting. I had deadlines, I had momentum, and I actually started making progress. The key takeaways here are simple but powerful. Be smart about your goals. Make them specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think, climb the mountain, instead of, reach the summit. Visualize success. See yourself achieving your goals. Feel that sense of accomplishment. Build a support system. Share your goals with others who can encourage and hold you accountable. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Every step forward deserves recognition. Remember, self-discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, even when motivation is low. It's about building those habits that lead to lasting success. So go out there, set some goals, crush them, and then come back next week for another dose of task mastery. I'm rooting for you.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.